This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey everyone, Dre Redfern here, and welcome to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.
And I'm Alexis Neely.
And we are so glad to have you here, where in this episode, we are going to be covering a slightly different topic, not necessarily growing your practice or marketing strategies or sales strategies or positioning strategies. We're going to talk about insurance. So at this point in time, your law firm may very well be your largest asset. And if not, that's okay, because it's probably on its way to being one of your largest assets. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can protect that asset, your law firm, using insurances like professional liability insurance, also called malpractice insurance, or also referred to as errors and omissions insurance. There's all sorts of different names, and really want to kind of dive into some of the nitty-gritty that can really help you protect your law firm. So really kind of looking forward to this one.
Yeah. And you are really the right person for us to be talking about this with, Dre, because tell us a little bit about how you're working with like 9,000 lawyers on their insurance, although nobody knows that. You're the super behind the scenes guy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a family agency in the insurance space. I'm not full-time in the insurance agency these days, but we still have just shy of 9,000. It's about 8,700 law firms insured on an annual basis. And that's law firms averaging probably about like 2 to 3 attorneys per law firm. So we're, you know, in the vicinity of 20,000 attorneys as clients on an annual basis. And so the business itself has been around for over 60 years. And I had been working for, you know, at least the last decade, and I have all 3 insurance licenses. So I know this stuff really well, and also helping attorneys grow their business on the other side. I recognize that this factor right here is a huge component that many attorneys don't think about, because it's not talked about in law school. It's certainly not sexy. Like, you know, sales can be sexy and bringing in, you know, clients and all that stuff can be fun, and marketing can be fun, and the strategy. And like, but the insurance side is almost like an afterthought. Where I think it's, you know, we can hopefully redefine that a little bit. Ali, I know you have a story to share here about this, of really what, you know, how important this can be for a law firm.
Absolutely. And before we get into my story, which is a big one that really, really, really will let you know how important insurance is and what to do if you have a malpractice claim made against you and why you really actually shouldn't be afraid of that if you've got the right insurance in place, help me understand, Dre, because I thought it was just a given. Like, oh yeah, of course, everybody, every lawyer has insurance, but that's not the case, is it?
Not at all. Like, I think the vicinity, the stat is somewhere in the vicinity of like 40 to 50% of attorneys don't have insurance. Now that's, you know, largely because, you know, many attorneys could be in, you know, corporate law or something like that, where they're not necessarily going to get sued directly from their client base, but still is a massive percentage of attorneys, you know, out there who don't have it. And, you know, there's really not that many states that actually require it by law. And so it's not talked about in law school. It's not required by law. And so if you kind of put those factors out there, there's obviously going to be a contingent of the attorney population who just think to themselves, you know, I haven't been sued up to this point. I don't need it. Or I only handle, you know, small clients. Or, you know, maybe we do some, you know, have some attorneys who do criminal law. So, all, you know, if my, you know, client gets, you know, sent to jail, what is he going to do? You can't send me from jail. Well, we all know that's not exactly accurate thinking. And they can sue you from jail, and it does happen because we see it. So it's just one of those things where it's not required by law, and it's not talked about enough to where it really is enough to shift the rest of the market, I think.
All right. Well, let me be clear. Let me be absolutely clear here then. If you are and want to be an ultimate attorney and you have your own practice, you absolutely need to have insurance in place. And I mean that at multiple levels. It's not just to protect your assets. It is the right thing to do by your clients because there can be mistakes made. We are human beings and sometimes mistakes happen. A mistake happened in my own law practice. And I thank God that we had insurance in place to be able to compensate my client for the mistake that was made. You know what? Because she was damaged as a result of that mistake. And if you make a mistake, it is critically important that you have that insurance to back you up, but not just to pay out a judgment, not just to pay out a judgment, but to hire you legal counsel, right? So that is one of the biggest things that I don't think that I was aware of is that anybody can sue you at any time. And the more successful that you get, the more likely it is that you are going to be sued. And it might be that you are getting sued. You didn't even make a mistake. You didn't even do anything wrong. And yet somebody's going to sue you. Well, guess what? Once you get sued, you have to lawyer up. You have to get the best lawyer you possibly can to represent you, especially if you didn't do anything wrong. And when you've got great insurance in place, you don't have to worry about it because your insurance company is going to pay for that lawyer.
Otherwise, yeah, it's coming out of your pocket to pay for that lawyer, or you got to represent yourself.
And oh, that's the worst. That's
definitely not something that we would recommend.
No, don't do that. And if you are going to build a successful business, and listen, here's one of the things that you need to know about building a business of any kind, a law practice or any kind of business. You've got to build that business from where you want to be, not from where you are right now. So even if you're just starting out, if you want to have a real business, even if that's just like 4 clients a month, right? That's a part-time, we might call you a work-from-home pro business. That's still a business, and you are still going to need to have insurance. Now, Dre, is it true that part-time lawyers can maybe have cheaper insurance or something like that?
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, some different coverages and different carriers that will offer, you know, coverage for part-time attorneys who are attorneys who moonlight, this sort of thing. Although there's more and more carriers who are basically just even kind of lumping part-time attorneys in with the full-time sort of attorney, just because the liability is very similar from one to the other. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is some out there, certainly by all means. But you know, I think that it's really worth having, no matter you know how many or how few hours you have, regardless. And I think you know, in the grand scheme of things, many attorneys are, if they've never had it before, are unsure because of the price. Like, what is that price going to be? And we've seen estimates why this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 for this sort of coverage, and it's not. You know, for I didn't want to ballpark because every area of practice is different, and geographically there's different sides or you know counties and you know states that are you know maybe a little bit more hazardous for an insurance carrier. But as a solo attorney in a non-hazardous area of practice, and non-hazardous just means that it's not you know great chance of being sued, you can get this insurance for you know maybe $2,000-$2,500 a year mm-hmm. for $1 million of coverage, or at least the vicinity. Mm-hmm. And so in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that big of an expense when you figure that according to the ABA, in the last 5 years alone, there's been a 700% increase in malpractice claims over $1 million. I'll say it again. There's a 700% increase in malpractice claims over $1 million. Now, these are ABA stats, and that in and of itself is super scary. It's going to show that obviously claims in this sort of, you know, section of the law, this level of insurance are going up, but not only that, the dollar value is going up. Mm-hmm. And that's a really scary place to be if you're just starting out or you're trying to hang your shingle, or maybe you're trying to grow the practice a little bit. And the reality is you can do everything right and still get sued.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate reality is what you don't know can hurt you.
Yeah.
And so what's really important is that, you know, we almost call it like 3 pillars when it comes to this kind of insurance, is that you've got to have the right carrier, because the carrier is essentially the one who's going to be underwriting that policy for you. But then you have to have the right policy. But all of those can fall flat on their face if you don't have the right agent. And let me just take a second to kind of clarify what that is, because you've probably had your insurance agent. They probably do your maybe homeowner's insurance, your life insurance, various miscellaneous levels of insurance that you may have. But those are typically not the individuals that you want to go to when securing this type of insurance, because there's a really actually clear reason. Because all of those types of insurance are called occurrence-based insurance. So for example, if I bought car insurance this morning and a policy was put in place, and then on my way home from the office, I accidentally get in a car accident, well, I'm covered. Well, that's great. That's an occurrence-based policy. However, when it comes to the malpractice world and the errors and omissions and professional liability, again, all the same thing. Let's say you buy insurance today, you may not have a claim reported for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. It could be years down the line. And maybe we bought insurance this year and we didn't renew it. If someone comes out a few years down the line and says, oh my gosh, I found this claim and you didn't keep up with your insurance, even though you had insurance when that error had occurred, you're not going to be covered. And the reality is if you go to a lot of those general agents out there, those mom and pop shops who do kind of everything under the sun, they don't necessarily understand the difference between a claims made policy and an occurrence based policy. And there's a lot of facets with prior acts coverage, and there's a lot of ins and outs with really differentiate these two policies. And you don't need to know it. This is the reality. You don't need to know it. You just need to have a really solid agent out there. And literally there's great agents across the US, no matter what state you're in, that can really clarify the distinction and set you up for success. And a lot of times, even if you're an older attorney and you're thinking about retiring in the next 3 to 5 years, you don't want to basically stop the practice of law and be enjoying your golden years, and then all of a sudden, have some claim rise up that, taps into your personal savings and your mm-hmm. life savings, which you've worked mm-hmm. for your entire life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of attorneys, we've seen it time and time again, where they just okay, I'm going to retire from the field of law. I don't need this insurance anymore. Well, they have these things called tails or extended reporting periods that a lot of time, if you've had loyalty with the same insurance carrier, that carrier will give you a free tail at the end of when you retire, so that you can basically go enjoy your retirement, do whatever you're doing, as long as you're not practicing law anymore. And they basically cover, so if any claims rise up, that doesn't eat into your personal assets if they come after you and all of that sort of stuff. So, I mean, there's so many facets to this line of insurance. Yeah. We could talk about it for hours and hours and hours and the things to consider. But Allie, I mean, your story is a perfect representation of almost everything I just said.
Yeah. So before we get into it, I heard you say a couple things. I just want to clarify. So number one, you said that that lawyers could sometimes get a free tail coverage included with their insurance when they work with the right agent. That's huge. And just so we're totally clear on that, tail coverage is the insurance coverage that covers you even after you've stopped practicing law. And I know in some cases that's really expensive.
Usually, yeah, the average fee for a tail is about 3 to 5 times what an annual premium would be. So let's just say you're an attorney, you're probably a solo attorney, maybe you're paying $3,000, $4,000 a year because you've had a lot of experience. It goes back a long way as far as your coverage is concerned. Multiply by that by 3 to 5 times, and that's what it costs for this tail when you retire to protect all of those risks and your clients from the previous work. Well, if you don't have that sort of loyalty, or maybe you don't consider these things, that could be a huge expense later on down the line, and also a huge just gap that could be just sitting yourself out there. So yeah, it's definitely a great thing to keep in mind for the attorneys who are considering retiring in the next, 5 to 10 years.
And how do you find the right agent? Is it just going to your county bar association or bar magazines?
I wish it was that easy. Okay. Usually, it's not a perfect rule of thumb, but if someone does, or some agency does everything under the sun, they're usually not worth insuring with. Now it's obviously a broad statement, so I don't want to make, broad generalizations, but that's usually a decent rule of thumb. Ideally, you want to find someone who is has a lot of experience. I don't necessarily want to use the word specialist, but a specialist understands what a claims made policy is and really understands the malpractice arena. So if you're Googling, or even at a meeting or an ABA meeting, whatever it is, and you talk to an agent that really that's all they do is claims made insurance, malpractice insurance, you're probably going to be in pretty good hands. Whereas if anything under the sun, maybe something you might want to avoid.
Got it. And you can use those anything under the sun people for your other kinds of insurance,
100%.
Your business or umbrella policy, auto insurance, that sort of thing. All right. Exactly. So let me tell you the story, because it is a big one. It really does illustrate how important insurance is. So as I was growing my practice, I decided to bring on associates, or in my case of counsel attorneys, although this one may have come on as an associate. I can't remember now if she was actually paid as an associate in my practice or if we were paying her as an of counsel attorney. And she was working on a deathbed matter. This was, a client contacted us. She had a brother with special needs and her mom is dying. And she needs some deathbed planning, meaning that the mother is dying and we need to actually go to the hospital and work with her mom in the hospital to try and get things in order so that when mom dies, things are going to be as easy as possible for the daughter who is now also going to need to take care of her brother with special needs. And in this situation, some document, I can't remember the context now, this was more than 10 years ago, some document was not created by the associate attorney that was in my office. Honest mistake. She didn't intentionally do anything wrong. It was a single document and, an overall context of a full plan, but the document actually had significant effect. So after mom dies, now the daughter is administering the estate and this document is missing. And it was an important document having something to do with her brother's benefits. And it ended up being a costly mistake to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars at least. So, of course, she wants to be paid for her damages, rightly so. Rightly so. And if I did not have insurance in place, there's no way I would have had the resources to cover this claim. And this claim deserved to be covered. So she did end up suing for malpractice, and the insurance company, I think it was Zurich, was fantastic. They gave me great counsel who literally took care of everything, other than I did have to go in for a deposition. You know, the insurance company wants to pay out as little as possible. So, they're still having me come in for a deposition, even though I'm like, yes, this mistake was made. It's true. It did happen. I still had to
They just want to have it on record.
Yeah, I still did have to go in for a deposition and acknowledge that. And then they paid out on the claim. And here were the two pieces that were so important. One is that the client got her damages paid. She got made whole. But the second part is it didn't have to take time and energy away from my focus on growing my businesses, which is what would have happened. Let's imagine I didn't have insurance. If I didn't have insurance, then I would have had to negotiate with this client, represent myself in some way with this client that I wouldn't have had the money to pay out any sort of a big claim, but maybe she still would have wanted that in some way. And now not only am I out financially, but I'm out time, energy, and attention wise, which is going to be a much bigger hit. And so it was such a relief to have the insurance company behind me and supporting me. And, I just want to say that I see a lot of attorneys out there who are actually compromising their businesses, compromising their practices, compromising their own personal growth because they are so afraid of making a mistake. They are so afraid of doing something wrong. And if I could give you one thing as an ultimate attorney, it is to acknowledge your humanity. You are a human being, and human beings make mistakes, even lawyers, even doctors. Thankfully, the mistakes that we make don't result in somebody dying, like as if you're, if you're a doctor, it's not as severe. And so what I want you to do is create all of the circumstances in your practice where if you make a mistake, it's okay. You've got the insurance to back you up. You're able to make your clients whole. So you don't have to live your life and build your practice on constant edge of, oh no, what if I make a mistake? You could be diligent. You can learn everything that there is to know. And if you make a mistake, you've got backup. And that to me is what insurance is all about.
You know, it's that peace of mind more than anything. That it should never be a worry of yours to think about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do if I get sued? And like, that's a place of fear and it doesn't really create that abundance. Mm. Like just for a couple thousand bucks a year, remove all of that fear so that you know that you're covered and protected so that you can focus on all of these amazing topics and strategies and methods of actually growing your practice. Because here's the reality, and this is also an ABA stat, is that 50% of attorneys will be sued during the course of their career.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not, I mean, like it's not this year, it's not next year, but 50%, every other attorney will be sued at some point in time. So it's not as though you can be like, well, it's, I've got a 90% chance of not being sued, or like, I'll take those odds. No, it's 50%. And that is scary. Like that's not something I would ever bet against, basically the flip of a coin.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want you to create the reality where it's okay. It's okay. It's not something you're courting. It's not something that you want, but it's also not something that you are living your life or building your law practice afraid of. It's just something that you've got handled in case it does happen. And that's going to allow you to be the best attorney, the ultimate attorney for your family, for your clients, for your life, and show up in the fullest way possible.
You know, there's so many facets to this, and I don't think that, you know, it's worth us taking the time today, Allie, to go into every single facet that someone may want to consider. But if they're looking to learn more about this sort of stuff, I'm not saying come to us and like, you know, we'll handle your insurance for you. That's definitely not what I'm saying, because we only do business in a certain amount of states. However, we did put together a great training and information piece.
Oh, great.
At attorneyinsurancewebinar.com. And it's like a solid 75-minute training of what to look for, what to look out for, the 7 key components that you really need to understand when purchasing insurance, and what to look for in an agent, what to look for in a policy, and what to look for in a carrier. That I think if you were to really take that knowledge and go to any insurance agent in the marketplace, you're going to be really well suited and have a lot of really, you know, great information to set yourself up for success and that really ample protection.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was hoping that you would put something together like that. So y'all go check that out before you get to the next episode. And can you give that URL again?
Yeah, it is attorneyinsurancewebinar.com.
All right, attorneyinsurancewebinar.com. And that way you know that you're going to get the best rates, the right kind of insurance. And, you know, this is really what it takes to set yourself up for success with a practice that you can grow to have consistent, steady, predictable revenue, and that supports you to be the ultimate attorney in your community. So thank you so much for being here with us today for this show on insurance and everything you need to know about insurance. And we are going to look forward to being back with you in our next episode about metrics, measuring, and multiplying you. We'll see you there.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey guys and gals, if you liked this show and you want to help us out so we can keep making more of these episodes for you, please go on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review right now. And to reward you for that, every single month we'll be doing a drawing of 1 5-star reviewer and giving away either our estate planning bootcamp, our business practice bootcamp, or Dre's attorney essentials or legal marketing fundamentals. These programs would be purchased separately for $1,000 to $3,000. Though, of course, they're worth way more to that to your law practice. So go do that now while you remember and get entered. We really appreciate it. And hey, after you do that, head on over to ultimateattorneypodcast.com, where you can check out even more episodes, see what episodes are coming up, submit questions for us to answer on future episodes, and most importantly, get a whole bunch of super valuable law business building resources that we've put together for you to support you to become the ultimate attorney and have a life and law practice you love. We so look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.